Okay, these are the only two things that could possibly happen.
That even matter at
right.
this point.
So you got to figure out, is it even possible that you can live? Is it possible?
Yes.
You might be, you might not be. You might be in the mountains in the winter mm-hmm. with nothing around you to eat, mm-hmm. no way for you to get off the mountain because it's too dangerous, because you get cliffed out every time you try to go down, and then you try to get back up, and you can't get back up, and you're stuck. You could fall and die. It happens to people all the time. So it might not be that you can make it, but if you are going to make it out, you're going to want to have some energy. And so different people have different fitness levels, obviously. So some people, like, they're not even going to be capable of hiking out.
What if you take a lunch? I mean, you don't have to eat the whole person right then. Like, you guys could.
Yeah, you would eat them in parts for sure.
What would you have, you think?
Psychologically devastating. The thought of just eating human meat, it's psychologically devastating. You're crossing a threshold that, you know, you're into.
It's the dark arts. I mean, it's everything. It's everything. It's sad.
It's crazy, and it's also a rich part of, you know, human adventure history. There was always, like, you run into cannibals. You know, it was, like, a big part of those crazy movies about people visiting the jungle. They got eaten by cannibals.
Even Brady Bunch, remember they came across some people, I think, that were cannibals, weren't
they?
They came
across cannibals?
But, like, even cartoons, all of them did. It was cannibals. Yeah, or, like, Joe versus the Volcano, remember that?
I don't remember that.
I think he came across cannibals.
Well, there was a lot of cannibals in history. A lot of cannibals. I didn't know that there was so much cannibalism amongst Native Americans. Like, Native Americans would cannibalize settlers. They would, some of them, like the Nez Perce Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Rinella was telling me about that. They would cut dudes up and eat them. Like, whoa, that's
crazy. That's imagine, like, heavy. Some dude goes down and you list, and there's a part you already know you like. You're like, oh, I'm cutting this dude's. You know what I'm saying? I'm having a little bit of fucking ligament right here on this hillside.
Rough, man. A guy got killed by a polar bear yesterday in front of his kids in Canada. He was protecting his kids from the polar bear, and he died. 31-year-old dude.
You know what? That's a hero, though. I mean, his kids will think of him as a hero, I bet.
He lives in that same place where those people live on that Life Below Zero. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Nunavut.
Yeah, people love that.
Yeah, that's where
show.
He lives. He lives, he lives in a really, really remote area that has polar bears.
Mm.
Polar bears are the most dangerous bear you could ever run into. Because they're the only animal that all of them actively hunt people.
Really?
Nunavut, that's the place where it was. Yeah, they hunt everything. Everything that moves. They don't have any vegetables up there. So they're the only 100% carnivorous bear.
All they eat is meat.
All they eat is meat. Every other bear is, like, eating berries, and bears will ignore you if they've got a whole field full of berries. Why do I want to chase you, asshole, and chew your bones and all that bullshit? I'm just going to eat berries.
But are those lazy bears, though, dude? Some bears laying on his back?
They love berries, man. Fucking if you find, like, giant fields of blueberries, you'll find bears just snacking away, having a great time eating blueberries, and they'll do it all day. Not polar bears. Polar bears eat your asshole.
Oh, that's
crazy.
They
just kill you. They kill everything, man.
Oh, I would hate that, dude. I would if someone was trying to eat me, man, I would just be so upset, I think.
Yeah. Did you see that lady that got in trouble because she shot a giraffe?
I did see that.
Yeah, she shot a rare giraffe, and so everybody's freaking out on her.
It seems sad, man. That giraffe seemed like it probably... What was it going to do to her?
It's not going to do anything to her, for sure. It is rare for an animal to get that old. It's 18 years old. It's real dark.
Yeah, it had dark skin or something a little bit.
Yeah, the old males, they get dark. They look super cool. One thing, though, that people need to know. See, all these things are complicated. They're not as simple as everybody wants to think they are.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things that's complicated about this story is that giraffe was killing little giraffes. It's a normal thing. The old bulls, like that one, which is a big, massive 18-year-old animal.
Okay.
It's a huge, huge animal. He just was not having it with these young ones coming up, not having it.
What do you think it is, jealousy or anger?
Well, it's just nature. You know, they kill off the younger males.
Oh, yeah, like pissed at the neighbor kids kind of thing?
They just don't want anybody taking their spot. They don't know that they're riding off into the sunset. Like, he's not a viable breeding male anymore,
but
he's still huge. So at 18 years of age, he had killed off three young bulls. So they were going to have to kill him.
Right, because it's not good. You need the bulls to keep the thing alive.
Well, it was not just that. This is a species of giraffe that already has a population problem. There's not a lot of them.
Mm.
And if he's killing off these young bulls, each one of those young bulls could have fathered countless children.
Yeah.
So they're missing all these future children for one bull who can't even breed anymore, and he's going to continue to do it. He was seeking out the young bulls.
Yeah.
He already killed three. Like, this is not a cut and dry thing. I don't think it looks cool to pose with a rifle and a giraffe. And I mean, there's something about giraffes that are so gentle that they let kids feed them when you go to the fucking zoo.
Right.
Right. So I get why people would be upset. But when you find out what it actually is, mm-hmm. you go, oh, this is more complicated than I'm seeing on the surface. It's not simply a cruel person shot a giraffe and we should be angry at her.
Right.
It's like, no, they had to shoot that giraffe because it was killing other giraffes. So is it appropriate the way she celebrated it? That's when you have to wonder. But they were eating it. I mean, that's the other thing. It's like they got fucking 800 pounds of meat or something like that out of that giraffe.
Oh, wow.
It's a huge animal. I think it was more than that. Didn't they say 2,000 pounds of meat? I think it's a 4,000-pound animal, and they got 2,000 pounds of meat, which they give to all the villages, all the people there. And I know people are like, hey, I don't give a fuck. You shouldn't shoot a giraffe. I feel the same way, because when I see a giraffe, I don't think of it as something I want to shoot and eat.
Yeah.
I think of it as something a little kid can feed at the fucking zoo because they're so gentle. They're so gentle that they let people feed them.
Oh, yeah. They had a thing by our home when I was growing up. They had a thing. A dude had a couple of giraffes out there, a couple of lambs and shit.
Yeah.
And you could get out there and buy a little cup of corn and go out there. And you don't even have to know. Like, you don't have to sign a waiver. You don't have to do anything. You don't even have to fucking be able to read very well. And you can fucking feed a giraffe, you know, point blank.
It's the only animal that is a wild African animal that we let kids feed at the fucking zoo. Little kids can feed them. There's a lot of pickpockets and thieves. But it was never cartel violence. Cartel violence is literally within the last 15 years or so.
And our strategy had the opposite of the effect they wanted. So you get rid of El Chapo and you think, okay, it's the decapitation strategy. We got rid of the top guy, now we're good.
Yeah.
But what happened is you had his cartel became fractionalized, and then you had people fighting who were top officials in his cartel, and they both wanted to become the head guy. And so then there's a war between those guys and their gangs in the street.
Sure.
So it's the exact opposite of what they say they want, which is let's decrease the violence and make sure everything's running peacefully. And also, an amazing fact that I just learned about a few weeks ago, there are 200,000 deaths that have happened as a result of the drug war. 200,000. That's crazy.
Where? In America?
No, the U.S. and Mexico.
That seems low.
You think that's low?
I
thought that was so high. I mean, I guess because it's been going on since Reagan.
Yeah.
So one would think, okay, it's...
Well, when,
or
when,
Nixon, I'm sorry, Nixon, not Reagan.
Right, but that was like inside the United States. But I mean, like, how do you classify a like what was done because of the drug war? You'd have to go with all the stuff that happened in Vietnam with heroin. I mean, how many people were killed
there? I'm
not
sure if they include Vietnam. I think this is just for the U.S. and Mexico.
Mm.
And I think it's tied to what we were just talking about, the cartel violence, and then people get caught in the crossfire and they get their lives destroyed.
It still seems low to me.
Yeah, and it's over $1 trillion has been wasted on this.
I'd be interested in talking to someone who is an expert.
Get Chris Christie on.
But who's a real expert on Mexico and what happened with the cartels, the rise of the cartels. Because I'm sure there was always organized violence and organized crime. But like, what happened where it exploded to the point where, I mean, I was just talking to a friend of mine who said he won't go to Mexico. And I'm like, I've been to Mexico, man. Mexico's great. I was talking about Punta Mita. You ever go to Punta Mita?
No.
It's beautiful. It's like near Puerto Vallarta. It's gorgeous. So beautiful. But we were staying at a resort. And I was with my family, and they have these golf carts that you can drive around the resort on. And we said, let's go to the town. Let's go see what there's a town right outside of the resort. Let's go see what it's like. You go out of the resort. In a block, you hit a military station where there's men that are standing by on armored vehicles. So I said to my wife, I said, do you know why they're there? They're there to guard the resort. I go, that's what this is. And she's like, you really think so? I go, I know so. Why are they standing here on top of this? They have these like steel plates with machine guns. These guys have flak jackets on, and they're standing there on top of these military vehicles, standing there. I'm like, they're ready. They're on standby. This fucking thing is right outside the gates of the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
This is what this is for.
Yeah.
They're there to make sure that they protect their tourism industry.
Yeah. And that's all directly tied to the drug war.
Well, the drug war has had a massive impact on Acapulco. Acapulco used to be the place where everybody would go.
They said the Vegas of Mexico. Yeah. They were trying to rival Vegas. And now that's where they say there's mega cartel violence. They don't even just call them cartels now. They say there are mega cartels that are fighting for more power.
Well, then not only that, there's been some violence where they purposely killed people that were staying in resorts to sort of send a message. Like maybe,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Like
and there's dead politicians, too, where they found these mass graves. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Every now and then, they'll stumble across a 200-person mass grave. And then whoever's not being killed, they're usually being bribed by the cartels. So some experts have said this is literally a narco state at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious what this new guy's going to do, because this new guy is supposed to be anti-corruption, and hopefully, I don't know what his position is on the drug war, but I'd be surprised if his position was not, hey, let's find another way to do this, because now world opinion has shifted. I mean, in the U.S., 62% of the country says let's legalize marijuana.
Yeah.
And that's, and honestly, I think people are thinking that without even realizing that there's a giant spike in crime because it's illegal.
Yeah. They don't even know. Yeah. I agree. And they're also killing journalists in Mexico.
Yep.
They're killing police. There's a lot of people that are dying in Mexico because of cartel violence. You know, we were talking about that Jamal Khashoggi guy before the podcast started and how disturbing this whole thing is. And the plot, for folks who don't know what we're talking about, fill people in on.
Okay, sure. So Jamal Khashoggi is a journalist who actually worked for the Washington Post. And he went into the Saudi embassy in Turkey to get a marriage license for him and his wife, and he never got out. They killed him, dismembered him, used a bone saw, and then they even went as far as to cover it up where they had a body double go in, and they gave him a fake beard, and they had him wear his clothes and walk out.
Is there video of the body double?
There is. There
I
is.
Need to see
in
this.
Fact, CNN had it. I know yesterday I was looking at the CNN video that had it. So, yeah, Saudi Arabia now brazenly killing journalists. And I'll tell you what,
Joe. Well, they came up with a bunch of different versions of the story, too.
Oh, yeah.
But why they did it. Here's the body double.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. There's him and then the guy on the right with hair. Why would they have a guy with hair as a body double?
Think about how much this had to be planned out to have a body double.
Right, but why'd they give the body double bubble? If you're going to be a body double, shave your head, dude. The other guy's bald. That's crazy.
So they didn't even do a good job at faking their murder, but
that's the worst fake ever.
Yeah,
because the guy's got a full head of hair.
Yeah, it's not great. No,
that's terrible.
Shoes on too.
He had different shoes.
Yeah,
I mean that's the worst body double. It's got dark hair, and they're saying this is the guy. Look, he's fine, walking around, no issues.
It's a body double, not a hair double, I guess.
I mean, if you're gonna have a body double, shave the guy's fucking head.
That's how he walked in, though. Different shirt and everything.
Oh, that's the body double.
Yeah.
So
his hair color is different, too. I mean, he's got dark hair. This guy's got gray hair.
The thing that's driving me nuts about this is, so now this is getting a lot of press attention, and I'm happy it's getting a lot of press attention, of course, but the reason why it is because he's part of the elite class in the sense that he's a journalist, so now you have the people from the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN that can relate, and they go, oh, my God, they're killing journalists now. This is crazy. Look at the precedent that this sets.
Mm-hmm.
But what people don't know is, for the past 2 or 3 years, Saudi Arabia has been waging a literal genocide in Yemen, and that's not an exaggeration. So they've blockaded the country. They're not allowing in medicine. There's a cholera epidemic happening there. Millions of people are sick. They have people dying of starvation because they're not allowing in food or humanitarian aid. They're bombing hospitals. They're bombing schools. They're bombing open-air markets. So they're doing a literal genocide, and that got very little coverage. But then with this journalist now finally starting to get some coverage. But I'm curious what happens moving forward in terms of how will the U.S. respond to it? Because as I'm sure you already know, this, I mean, they care more about that $110 billion weapons deal that they just had with the Saudis than they do about the lives of Yemenis or the lives of journalists.
Yeah, the idea of him being really valuable is not. It's not just that he's a part of the elite. It's that there was a conspiracy to do so that they think came from up on high.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was 15 people that they're saying flew in from Saudi Arabia, and one of them was a forensics expert who, like, knows how to cover up evidence, knows what evidence is, what's
like
to look
a movie.
For.
It feels like a movie.
The bone saw thing, has that been confirmed? They know they had a bone saw?
I heard that now the nickname for him in Washington, D.C. is, what'd they say, Bone Saw Salmon? His name is Mohammed bin Salman. They're calling him Bonesaw Salman or something like that. Yeah, dude, it is the stuff that's going on is just scary to me. And then there's also some interesting geopolitical stuff happening around this. The head of Turkey is now using this as an issue to try to snuggle up to the U.S. because he's got ambitions where he wants to, like, recreate the Ottoman Empire. And, of course, Mohammed bin Salman, he has ambitions where he wants to dominate the Middle East. So you have, at the same time, this weird ego battle between Erdogan and Mohammed bin Salman, and they're all trying to suck up to the U.S. to you know, basically get it so that we do favors for them and we allow them to expand.
Oh, and on top of that, the story's changed multiple times, right?
Story of what happened. 4 or 5 times. Yeah.
First, they said nothing happened to him. Then they said he died
walked
in
out.
A fight.
Yeah.
And now they're saying that he was killed by people who overstepped their bounds.
That's right. Yeah, they keep changing the story.
There's also stories that the consulate has video and audio evidence of the murder.
That's what Turkey's saying, yeah.
But they don't want to release it because then people will know how they're spying on them when they visit the consulate.
I guess so. I didn't see that, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, see if you can find that. That was one of the things that was brought up yesterday, that they don't want to release this video and audio evidence because if they do, then other people will know how they're spying on them when they visit.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, they should immediately cut off the arms deal with Saudi Arabia. No more weapons for a regime that's doing the stuff that they're doing. And we already knew that they behead people in the public square for sorcery. Sorcery.
Do they really?
Yes. For witchcraft, apostasy, for drug smuggling. That they behead people in the public square for those things.
Well, the drug smuggling, that's a real problem, but you don't want any sorcery in your nation.
Exactly.
You really don't. You don't want sorcery, man. Did you ever watch that movie, Doctor Strange? Look, you can get out of hand.
Doctor Strange Love, I think I saw. No.
Doctor Strange is Marvel Comics character.
No.
There was a movie in 2017. He's one of the Avengers. You don't know who Doctor Strange
Dude,
is?
Dude, I have another thing I'm waging jihad on are comic book-based movies.